Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. And Merry Christmas.
And good day.
To you, from me and her.
Our family to yours.
This Christmas, don't kill yourself. Ladies and gentlemen,
you
it's a pleasure to be here.
If
you are, yeah, don't end it all.
Hang around. From a tree.
That's a fair point. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Mum and Dad Show, the final one for 2023. The greatest semi-permanent podcast in the world, all right?
What do you mean semi-permanent?
Well, sometimes we don't do them because some little child who's eating his fruit pop, I'm talking about you, carries on like an absolute pork chop.
He's the least of our worries. I have to just address something before
Please
we
address,
start today.
Address
video.
The, if you want me to take my ring off, I will.
Oh, no! This beautiful creature I'm patting now.
Pepper.
It is. What time is it now? It is.
It's 12:55.
Nearly one. She's peed inside and she's also eaten some chocolate that's for Christmas.
She's had a real day and she shat inside yesterday.
Thank God she's cute. She's, anyway, onto the video.
She's lucky that she's beautiful. And it was our fault because she didn't go out to the toilet before we went out yesterday. I did offer it. I took her out there and she just was like, nah, mate, I'm not shitting. She just fell into the lounge.
Sit down,
good.
Darling.
She's
it's
got.
All right.
She's a fucking dirtbag. Anyway.
She's so cute, but God, she's naughty.
Mate,
I had to tell you.
It's Christmas, one of the most happy times of the year, one of the most stressful. And we thought it's also a tough time for a lot of people because they either don't have any family or they do have family.
Either way, you're fucked.
Either way, you're fucked. So we thought we'd be your family this Christmas day and take you through some of the great expectations of Christmas. Not just Christmas. We'll talk about a few different things. But Christmas expectations often terrify people. You don't know what's going to happen on the day. You don't know who's going to freak out, who's going to talk politics, who's what auntie's going to turn up with no information.
Or turn heel. Mm.
I can remember many things happening on Christmas days. I remember our fence burnt down once after a family member was smoking a durry out in the yard and threw the cigarette butt at the base of the fence and it caught on fire.
What a magical moment.
It was a magical moment.
A game I can butcher. Go on.
Goodbye. but Dickie, one of the things you got to manage is when you got, you know, our family, which is split up into my family and your side of the family, my side of the family. You got to get to a certain part of the town because, you know, they both live in the same town. So you got to go here, you got to go there. But then there's like your brother and your sister and, well, my brother-in-law, your brother and sister-in-law's, which is the same person,
even
his wife.
Even talking about it gives me a headache.
They're away one year, then they're back the next year. So
and every family seems to be like this.
I know. So what do we do? Do we cancel Christmas? Should we Grinch it up?
I think everyone should just stay in the house that brought you. See yous all Boxing Day.
So that's what you've been saying. You woke me up the other night.
I did,
screaming.
With a screwdriver in hand and a Bundy in the other.
You said, you know what?
Your merch is incredible.
I've been looking for that photo of you with a Jim Beam in your hand. Because there's a beautiful, I took a photo the other day. Oh no, Addie's in it. I took a photo the other day of you with a Jim Beam down at the local. Mm.
It was a beautiful pic.
Yes. And
no, the pic wasn't good.
The pic was great. Mm. What are you talking about? One of the first photos I have of you is of you drinking a Jim Beam because one of our first dates or like proper dates, or we went away.
We went to Sydney.
How long were we together for?
A bit under a year.
It was not a bit under a year. Your ass.
All right.
Because I remember we drove home
and you
begged me to be your girlfriend. Begged me to be your girlfriend.
Are we just trauma dumping on everyone for Christmas?
It's time.
So if you're alone and miserable this Christmas,
so
we're
going to
just dump all of our trauma onto you today.
Prepare yourself.
Sorry.
We drove home and I remember you going, why haven't you asked me out properly?
Because
we were in Sydney.
Yes.
We were staying in Darling Harbour. I shelled out at least $200 to stay at a very nice Novotel. No, it wasn't even a Novotel. What's the dodgy
one? What is this video about?
It's a podcast. What's every podcast about?
No, it's some idiot talking shit. No, you're right. That's fucking me.
Fucking oath, it's us.
Isn't it, Eddie boy?
Sorry for swearing, Atticus.
Beautiful boy.
Good grief. That kid's, his first word is going to be fuck.
I think we've been really good, though, when we're not filming with swearing. Well, I think we're saying shit a lot more than the F word.
I don't swear.
Dad, that's right.
Beautiful boy.
And he loves producer Caleb, so he's having a nice day. But yes, I did beg you to be my boyfriend.
Who's got two teeth? Have you seen his new tooth?
He's got one and a half toothy pigs.
1.5.
No.
Do we tell that story on the podcast? People sticking his fingers in his mouth. People are fucked. I'm sick of it. Sorry, Addy, for swearing again. So yes, Claire begged me to. Got an itchy ear. Claire begged me to be locked and loaded, locked in to a contract on Facebook to be Facey official. Yeah, you begged me. You said, "Listen here, you fucking loser."
I did not ask to be Facebook official.
You did.
I
you said, "Why are we not Facebook official?"
I said, "No."
You did.
No, shut the fuck up.
Oh wow! Now the abuse comes out.
No.
It's Christmas, Claire.
We've been away for a romantic getaway.
Yeah, we had.
And I just said, look, are we...
I've got a little bauble on my shirt. Woo! Go on, sorry.
No, don't worry.
No, I want to know about it. No, tell me.
And I said, are we officially boyfriend and girlfriend? We've just been away together.
God, I've got a Christmas tree up my arm.
No, leave the cushion. I put it there for the people.
Oh, put it here.
I don't know why I bother.
You should bother. You bothered me on the way home from Sydney. Please tell the story.
That was it. I just sort of said to him, what are we? And then I cried and here we are.
Now we're married.
Now we're married with a little bunyip.
But on that trip, the day before we went for lunch or brunch, it was probably about 10 in the morning.
It was not.
And you tried to impress me.
We sound so old talking like this. We sound like a little old couple. Because you're like,
well, what about,
it was 19. And I'm what like, about no, that family? It was summer.
The year was 1955. What about that family member, my mum, who said to me yesterday, are we going for brunch or breakfast? And I was like, I can't discern the difference between the two,
morning
mother.
Tea or-
you, morning tea or breakfast. And I said, you can have whatever you want, girlfriend. And she did. She had a muffin. It was very good.
Fucking
now,
nice.
Yes. Yeah, so we were sitting at Darling Harbour.
Beautiful time.
Beautiful time. We didn't have a little Christmas tree like this. And you had a Jim Beam. It must have been 10 in the morning because you thought that I was this big piss wreck.
Isaac drank more than me and I had never had, like, I didn't know many beverages back then.
She didn't. All she knew was Jim Beam and punching on.
That's right. And I saw that and I went, you know what? I'm sure he likes these.
And so the whole point of the story is so you had another one the other night and you loved it.
They go down smooth.
We went Christmas light looking the other night and one of our lovely neighbours purchased you a long neck of Jim Beam.
Fucking oath, she did.
And you had a shit day.
Shout out to Tiana.
You had a shit day because you were dealing with my bullshit because I'm an asshole. Like I'm a piece of work. I honestly am. I don't know what we had. We had the shit.
I had a menti bee about something.
Yeah. And show us your nails. Your nails look great.
Oh, yes. I got Christmas nails too from the local...
Ladies who may or may not be of a particular country.
They're all Aboriginals.
They're all Aboriginals.
An Aboriginal beauty parlor.
Well, isn't it funny how it's always Asian people?
I just thought that.
It's always Asian people. It's never
no
like
no other ethnicity.
It's never like Aboriginal people
fuck?
Or Italian people.
Or black chicks.
I don't think you could walk into a black chick's salon.
I fucking would want to. That'd be great.
I feel nervous just talking about it. That what? We mentioned the word black. It's Christmas.
Black people like Christmas.
No, they don't. No one likes Christmas. It's awful.
Anyway.
Let me know. Are you black? Do you like Christmas?
Oh, fuck. Don't worry about it. Hope you like my Christmas nails.
So, yeah, Claire, well, what about you? It's like 5 o'clock in the afternoon and you crack a long neck of Jim Beam and get in the car. Not to drive. I was driving.
Yes.
But you smash in a long neck of Jim Beam. Atticus is on your boob.
Was not.
That didn't happen. But yeah, we went Christmas light looking and we shared a long neck of Jim Beam. That's how cool
That's our date night.
That
days.
Is. And Claire's a beautiful person, but I tell you one thing that you do that really, really surprised me. No, it doesn't irk me. It's actually a beautiful thing that you do. You are a worm murderer. Claire kills worms. Now, you may sit there
and judge.
And think, why would Claire, this beautiful creature...
I'm smiling at Addy, by the way. I'm not just sitting here going...
Atticus is off it.
Addy's right there.
Hey, chicken boy. Now, why does Addy's mummy kill worms, you may ask?
Well, for the greater good.
For the greater good. When it gets really hot here in Australia, the worms come out of the grass. I don't know why they do that.
I don't know, or is it
when it's wet?
I don't know.
Anyway, you may have seen worms on the pavement.
There's heaps where we live.
They get out,
the pavement at
they
moment.
Start crawling, they get out and get amongst it, and the ants get to them. I've never met anyone in my life that does this, but Claire will go up to these worms, and save them by the ants from the ants by either flicking them to the curb into the grass to save them, or putting them out of its misery if it's too late and the ants have got them.
It is the saddest thing to watch, though, if you're walking the dogs and you see a worm that's like fine.
Claire breaks down.
Ants getting it.
She breaks down.
And I'm like, oh my God, I can't save him. So I kill him with me Burks, and then he's out of his misery.
It's akin to hitting an animal with your car and putting it out of its misery.
I couldn't do that.
But you do it with your Birkenstocks.
You'd give the roo mouth to mouth.
You would give the roo mouth to mouth. You have given a roo mouth to me.
I actually saw a kangaroo getting eaten by crows the other day.
Shit.
It was fucking dark. I was so upset.
How did you see it if it was dark? Ladies and gentlemen, it's Christmas. And it's an exciting time to be alive. What are you going to do for the worms this Christmas? That's the comment section
question.
Get them
all a mini ham.
A mini ham? Worms wouldn't
Your
eat ham.
Your long eyebrow hair, it's been doing my head in.
Worms wouldn't eat ham.
Oh, it's really there.
Ow! Oh my God, I'm turning 1,000.
Sorry.
That was a thick little hair.
Little worm growing.
Now, Claire, you said to me the other day.
Why is it all on me?
Because you don't come up with any of the bloody points. If you have a crack at me, you can do that.
I do. Mine are all apparently not appropriate. You soft fuckers.
This is a quote from Claire. When she was... So we all know Claire entered a bodybuilding competition last week. No, not last week. About 6 or 7 years ago.
I'm an IFBB pro.
You were an IFBB pro.
I wasn't.
You were training to compete.
I was. Fucking oath I was.
And you had...
Getting huge.
Claire had a good laugh the other day at one of her mantras, her quotes. Claire, this
Can
comes...
Can you mention how old I was?
30? How old were you? About 18.
I was 18.
A fresh 18-year-old. This is Claire, while she was pumping iron, this is what you'd say to yourself.
In my head, I didn't walk around the gym in my skiddies saying this.
In your skiddies?
Yeah.
Train insane or remain the same. The Claire Dixon story. Train insane or remain the same. Now, I just want to...
I remain the same.
You train real hard. You train real hard. I see you out there on the bike. You're up there going, hoot, 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 hoot. Ha, Addy boy. Hello,
boy.
Mate. Yeah, but I think he ate it all.
Good boy.
But yeah, I agree that you should train insane or remain the same. And I've never seen someone squat heavier than you. When we used to go to the gym together before Addy was born, you used to put like 8 plates either side. And just stare at it. You'd have your sip of Jim Beam, and you
popped out
to your knee. Yeah. But why did you have that? Hey, baby, why did you have that mantra?
No, I just remember all these fucking heathens I trained with. They'd all walk around talking absolute shit.
Yeah.
This clique, and I feel like every woman goes through.
Click.
Every woman goes through a phase, whether it's like they think they want to try and do like bodybuilding, or
right.
They go and get like tattoos they regret, or dye their hair, or I don't know. I feel like everyone just goes through this really cringy time. I had many, but this was one of the many avenues mummy went down. And I just remember a lot of the girls I trained with would all like hype each other up and say these ridiculous things to each other. And I was like, oh, this is all stupid. And then one day I saw an Instagram or something, that quote, and I was like, yeah, that's a good one.
No, it's a fair point.
Helped me with me.
You do have to train insane or you will remain the same.
And I did.
You did remain the same. You were pretty ripped, weren't you?
I was.
There's photos that you won't let me see because you're
that
ripped. Where are they gone?
I wasn't that ripped at all.
Where are they gone?
I tried my best.
You did great. You didn't remain the same.
I didn't.
On the topic of people not looking good, I just wanted to point out something that a lady said to me the other day, and you know about this. Caleb, you'll find this interesting.
It's very funny, but not true.
I was purchasing mulch for the garden, and I got 4 bags of mulch.
He's
sweetie pie.
Yes, he did.
4 bags of mulch I got from the garden shop, and this guy offered to help. He worked there or hung out there or something, and I said, it's all right, mate, I'll take it. And the lady behind the counter said, don't worry, I'm sure this beefcake can carry them.
Oh my God.
What the fuck's a beefcake?
What a bitch. Imagine if she said that to me.
Imagine if it was genders reversed.
Exactly. If you said that about a woman, that you're a beefcake.
You'd be on a current affair.
I said beefcake.
And then Isaac just went.
And I knocked her out for Christmas with a Christmas tree. I've been a pine tree.
Sorry, that
I can't believe it. I don't know what a beef...
And you're looking really good, too, so it's just...
What do you call a... What is a beef...
Beefcake to me sounds that, like a chubby kid.
I don't want to be a chubby little kid. That's Addie's job.
Be a beautiful little boy. Look at him.
He's chewing on his table at the moment. What's a beefcake? Hang on, we've got Caleb on the Googles.
Beefcake means attractive man with well-developed muscles.
That's even worse.
I'm the beefcake.
Beefcake,
beefcake daddy, beefcake. Do you know on my Instagram it says DILF?
I know.
Who put that there?
Not me.
Must have been Mark Zuckerberg on the Instagrams.
We had something else to talk about, but I can't.
I was upset that they called me beefcake.
Oh, well, it means you're hot.
I wanted a refund.
He's a hottie.
Well, one thing I do need to say is a very happy birthday to you. Claire's birthday, 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago. Depends on when this goes out.
Practically a lifetime.
Practically a lifetime ago. 29 years
28.
Old. 28 years old. Can you believe a 95 baby?
95 baby.
I met Claire when she was 19.
Mm. Young, heavily medicated.
Heavily medicated. Thin. I stole her from the psych ward and I locked her up for a few years and here she is, finally able to front the people. And can I just say, I have never been prouder of you. Look at you. You're here. You're queer and you don't want any more beer. Ladies and gentlemen, little Dickie, happy birthday.
Thank you.
How was your birthday? You said you had a great birthday.
I did. It was the best B-day I've ever had.
Yeah, because you got this big boof cake you're waking up to every day.
No.
What type of cake did you have?
No.
My boof cake. Addie's looking at me like...
I need to get more dirt on you for these podcasts.
You can talk shit about me.
I can't think of anything you've really done
talk
lately.
Tell the people about how shitty I get at Pepper when she shits on the floor and then I'm over it 10 minutes later. I carry on like it's the end
it's
of the world.
It's not funny, though.
It's just sad.
It's deeply unnerving.
What do you mean?
Well,
I get so
beautiful,
Pepper is beautiful.
Only,
Isaac, and I love her.
Let me finish.
Oh, here we
Stop
go.
Stop mansplaining.
I'll mansplain. I'll beefcake you.
Pepper's beautiful, as we all know. But she can be very, very naughty, can't she? And it's the one thing that I've ever seen... Isaac, in nearly 10 years together, properly get cranky at.
She shits on me floor.
I know.
She jumps all over you. You've got bruises all over your leg.
I won't show the people. It'll start rumours.
It's bad. It does start rumours. Claire walks down.
Clementine, Ford's mates.
She's, they're all going to turn up and go, Butterfield's been bashing you in the legs, been hitting you with leg kicks.
Woof.
Calf kicks all day. What did you, hit your head on something a few years ago. No, you really did.
Well, no, wasn't it a Botox mark?
You don't get Botox.
What about Paddy? Won.
Paddy Pimbleton.
He won.
Do you want us to cut out the Botox bit?
No, I don't care. That's fine.
Do you want to tell the people about the Botox that you get?
I get Botox on my forehead and foreskin.
No, I thought you didn't want people knowing.
I don't give a shit.
No, it's even out your butthole.
Let me personality. Listen, if you're gonna hate on it, listen.
There's nothing wrong with
listen.
It.
Listen. I have to deal with a lot of shit in my life, and if I want to get some fucking Botox...
You can get Botox. I'm
That's
all
right.
for it.
That's
I was right. going to get it for this big thing here, and she
you
said...
You need filler for that.
She said, no...
You need Jesus for that.
She said, no, you need a big bit of filler for that.
Big...
Ow!
You love your daddy.
Atticus!
Now, there is a lot of stigma around a woman that does get injectables, and I'd like to say that it's usually hated on by ugly people.
Well, I just think I can't wait till you get your fucking your flap plasty.
My vaginal plasty.
Vaginal plasty, because I don't want to give away too much information, but Claire's vag looks like a big beefcake. She's got a big beefcake.
Beef curtains can't be stopped.
Where did it say beef curtains the other day?
Out from Tattoo Parlor we drove past.
Yeah, like DJ Beef Curtains or something was playing. No, it was the tattoo artist's name was Beef Curtains.
It was at Beef Curtains.
Caleb, can you look up Beef Curtains tattoo or something? Just say, let's give a shout out. Credit where credit's due. If you're trying to push your own business and your name's DJ Beef Curtains, that's
shout
something
out
different.
To you.
Shout out. Ooh. Oh, what have you found?
I'm
have you
getting beef curtain tattoos?
I've never understood. You've got a lot of tattoos, Caleb. Have you got any nude women on you?
Dead.
Nah.
I don't either. You've got dogs. You've got Addie's name, and you've got
Stitch
on your leg.
Have you got an infinity sign?
No.
Oh, goodness.
Definitely. Do I look like I'd have an infinity sign? That's upsetting. Poor Dickie.
Remember when you wanted to get
No.
Butterfield?
Stop roasting me.
I'm not roasting you.
I'm getting roasted.
Remember when you wanted to get Butterfield written across your back?
No, fuck off on my forehead.
Well, what have you got to say about me?
Nothing. I'm over the podcast. I want to go and have a cup of tea.
I'm tired.
No, I have nothing to whinge about. He's a perfect man.
What a great... I'm so happy with Christmas this year because it has been Addie's first Christmas mm-hmm. and it's been
We've
absolutely...
Gone balls deep.
We have. But it's just such a...
Yes, we have!
Keep it down!
Oh, die.
He wasn't looking at me. That's why I was able to yell. Do you want to join us for the end of the show?
Yeah.
All right.
Mummy, get... I'm all sweaty. Come here.
Hello, beautiful
boy. Claire hasn't been able to think of one thing to get me this Christmas.
I love you.
Because I just buy everything that I want.
Women, cocaine.
Can I
pick you up?
Littlefoot. Oh, I can see your butthole, Littlefoot. How you doing, mate?
Oh, not the microphone.
No. Don't eat the microphone, pussy boy. Naughty little whippet. Yeah, a great year it's been on the podcast, I think. I think we've had a good old year.
The content's unbelievable.
We started off as mum and dad without a baby, and then Atticus joined halfway through the year.
Baby.
Hey, sweetie. What are you doing, bub?
You say, Merry Christmas to everyone, and if you're struggling, hanging in there. Hey.
Yeah. What do you think of daddy's jumper?
I love it.
Yeah, what do you think of mummy's microphone?
Not the microphone.
We're actually thinking about raising Atticus as a Jew.
We've got some free Palestine merch coming.
Well, no, not if he's a Jew. Good God, I was thinking.
Whoops.
I was thinking we should, instead of free Palestine, what about free Newcastle? Free us from the bounds that is. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm trying to fill in time because we've been meaning to tell you something about Addy. He fucking stinks, this kid. He stinks. And Dickie has got this whole idea that,
Daddy,
you know,
Austin,
when you change a baby's nappy, you're not supposed to shame them by saying it smells. And he stinks. Claire read the Montessori book and it's all about don't shame them, don't tell them they smell. Addy, if you're watching this in the future, you pong.
No.
You pong.
You never pong.
Pongo number 5.
Thank you for watching, everyone. I have to go to the toilet. I've had enough.
Who, you or him?
Me.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been an absolute pleasure to be in your ears this year. We're still trying to work out the best way to do the podcast.
What do you mean?
Well, with this monster.
We can't get rid of him. He's perfect.
I'm not going to get rid of him. I'm just saying we're trying to work out the best way to sort out the men from
the
boys. We're doing the best we can. We're thinking about getting a full-time nanny next year to come in.
A black gay guy, preferably.
That's probably the only type of person that I'd trust with that.
Just for the views alone.
But this year, for the end of the year and for Christmas, we're going to let Addy take us out with this.
Careful.
Don't eat it.
Love you,
darling. So,
Oh, and we've got a ghost hunt coming for the new year too for you guys, if you
care.
Yeah.
And we're going to shoot a new porno. We're going to shoot a new... we're going to go looking for the Tasmanian tiger too. So that's all happening in January. So we should have those videos ready to go. My mustache! Right! I've had enough of this stupid show. I hope you have a terrible Christmas. Goodbye.